what we have seen is, what we may call a decline of United States in Africa, because it's been edged out thoroughly by China, Brazil, Russia, and others. And so we would like to see President Obama taking a very proactive policy position which encourages more engagement with Africa.
You are recommending that if re-elected, the president should focus on or prioritize trade and investment over foreign aid. What does that mean?
I have to say that the president has done well in terms of these programs like food and health. He is very interested in the food security, and he continues to advance the issues of health. But what Africa needs is economic growth. Africa needs to grow, create jobs, and get out of this idea of dependence. And we think that the best way to do that is through trade and investment.
Talk about what you mean by U.S. decline in Africa.
U.S. has been a partner in Africa in terms of investments, although mainly in the extractive industries, but they have been involved. Beyond that, U.S. has been involved in development programs. But when you compare what has happened now, the last 5-10 years, what you see is that China has literally invaded Africa in all aspects. So if you compare China is recent in Africa in terms of involvement, and you look at the proportionate change, you find that actually, relatively, United States is influence in Africa, particularly in terms of commercial relations, is declining. But I want to emphasize what's also of concern is that Chinese businesses are able to do business better in Africa because they also get support from their government. What we would like to see is that the U.S. government need to also support investors who are willing to come.
You are suggesting that you think the president, if re-elected, he should try to visit a number of African countries.
Yeah, well, he made very good visits. He did well. He went to Egypt and talked to the Muslim world there. He went to Ghana and made very good speeches. And he, in fact, invoked this new relationship. He talked about a relationship based on trade and investment. Very good start. But that has not been backed by actual actions. What we would like to see is that he should visit several African countries. He should not go with just government people. He should go there with investors.
How would these priorities change? Or let me put it the other way. Would these priorities change, say, for example, if President Obama is not re-elected and, say, a Republican is elected?
No. We have looked at these priorities from the perspective of Africa. So whoever is elected as president and want to engage Africa, what we want to communicate is that Africa is not a basket case. Africa should not be seen from the eyes of just aid. We should look at Africa as an opportunity for United States to grow. So it does not matter who comes in, although we do see that President Obama, given the statements he has made, if he is reelected, there is a very clear path that he should take to leave a legacy. That's what we have argued.